Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Hunting seasons begin for sharp-tailed grouse, ruff grouse, and Hungarian partridge or gray partridge this Saturday, September 8th. Hunters will have an assortment of reasons to be afield after these game birds, but they've long been popular game and all of a reputation for good table fare. No doubt the ranking and cooking techniques of these upland game birds, along with pheasants and doves, will be a topic of much conversation. Sharp-tailed grouse are native North Dakotans. They help provide sustenance for the Native Americans and also the early European settlers. And of course, they're still popular game birds here in North Dakota. John James Audubon was not familiar with the sharp-tailed grouse when he wrote his Birds of America. However, he did comment on its flavor in his description of the species. And I quote here, "Mr. Townsend informs me that while crossing the North Branch of the Platte, he found this species breeding and that, as an article of food, it proved to be a very well-flavored and plump bird, considerably superior to any of the other large species that occur in the United States." Unquote. Later, Audubon became more familiar with this species and described it as first-rate. Although the history of ruff grouse in the state is not well known, it may also be a native. Its range closely relates to aspen, and early reports suggest that it may have been in the woodlands along the Red River and its tributaries, Pembina Hills and Turtle Mountains. Many hunters rank the ruff grouse near the top of their upland game bird table fare list, and Audubon was apparently of similar opinion. Here's a bit of what he had to say about the description of the species in his Birds of America, and I quote, "You are now presented, kind reader, with a species of grouse which, in my humble opinion, far surpasses as an article of food every other land bird which we have in the United States, except the wild turkey when in good condition," unquote. The Hungarian or gray partridge is not a native. They didn't show up in our state till the 1920s, probably from introductions in western Canada. But the first hunting season didn't commence until 1934. Although Audubon may not have dined on Hungarian partridge, many who have declare it among the best upland game birds. Hank Shaw, creator of the website Hunter, Angler, Gardener, Cook, says the partridge is, and I quote, "mild. The meat is a little darker than a chicken's or a pheasant's. Imagine a denser, more savory game hen, and you get the idea," unquote. So happy hunting, and bon appetit. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.